Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. You can bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We got an update on our buddy Barry Cooper. He is in a bad way right now after having turned himself in to the police down in Texas. We'll let you know what's going on with him. But Johnson is joining us here. Normally, Gardner Goldsmith is with us tonight, and he is conspicuously absent, so hopefully he's all right. Normally, he gives us a heads up if he's not going to make it in. So, Johnson, what are you doing here in New Hampshire? Normally, you live in Connecticut.
Well, I was just coming up to join the Independence Day festivities, go on a little hike of Mount Monadnock, and just hang out.
So you couldn't stay away for even a week's time, basically.
And I was very happy to be coming back up. I got a ride up with Hannah, who was coming back up. So I said, hey, can I tag along? And you so graciously offered me a place to stay. So, I, another weekend vacation to Keene.
I could not give
that up.
So, yeah, it is a good time to be up here, and hopefully some of our listeners will be able to come up and check the place out if they didn't make it up to Pork Fest. Always a good idea, if you're coming up to New Hampshire, by the way, to announce yourself in advance, so to show up on one of the varied New Hampshire Liberty Forum-type things that are around and kind of introduce yourself, let folks know you're coming, and then they can get together with you.
I want to say a commentary. You know, I was talking at Pork Fest. I think that there needs to be some sort of... We have a spring event and a summer event for Liberty Gatherings. There needs to be some sort of fall and winter event.
Liberty Forum is a winter.
Liberty Forum is winter. Spring. It actually occurs. It's after March 22nd, correct? So that's actually the beginning of spring.
Hey, when you fall and you step on ice, fall down on the pavement, it's winter.
Well, okay, sure, technically, but it's actually spring. And just like the, Pork Fest is actually the very beginning of summer. So
I think another event is a fine idea. I had thought about doing something like that in the past, and it's just like, you know, I don't want to handle organizing anything like that.
Well, I was thinking, I need to make it back up here again for the Pumpkin Festival, in Keene, so...
Well, I thought it would be really cool to have an event happening in Keene, like something to specifically bring the Liberty people here. I mean, we had a good turnout after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. By the way, for those that don't know, we're talking about the Free State Project, which is a movement that brings like-minded, liberty-oriented people all together into the same place. New Hampshire was the chosen place. We've got over 10,000 people that have pledged to make the move. Hundreds of them have already made the move. And so every year there are these yearly events that go on that encourage people to come up and see the state and meet some of those very people that we're talking about. And they're really great events. But I don't think the Free State Project will do a third event. This would have to be something separate, right?
Yeah.
So I thought that it would be really cool if we could get people up into the Keene area for fall and have some sort of a, I don't know, camping event or what it would be. I mean, like the Liberty Forum, the wintertime event that we were talking about is in a hotel, which is a good place to be during the winter. And it's kind of cooped up in a hotel, and it's a good time. It's really a blast to be there. The Porcupine Freedom Festival happens during the summer, but in the summer in New Hampshire, it's pretty nice at night, like, especially when it happens when it does, which is right at the very beginning of summer. So it hadn't gotten into the hottest part of summer yet.
I was very, very happy about that.
And so at nighttime, I was putting on jeans because it was a little chilly. So you'd probably have to do something, I would guess, early fall because the summertime event is early summer, so maybe like right in the very beginning of fall.
Right.
And then, of course, that makes it more difficult if you're going to do a camping event because you're competing with all the leaf peepers because people come up here for the purposes of camping and going outdoors and things like that. So that makes it even more difficult to find a campground and that kind of thing. You'd have to do it on, like, private property, something that maybe one of the activists owns, for instance.
What I thought would be also cool but would never be able to happen would be the original location for Porkfest was Gunstock, and that location
state
was
campground,
right? But it was also a ski or a ski area, and I thought that would be kind of cool if there was like a skiing event. But at the same time, that would be impossible because it would be way too busy with other people.
Yeah, you should put that together though.
Yeah.
So Barry Cooper, let's talk about what's going on with him because not everything is happening in New Hampshire, and there's a lot going on in the rest of the world. And Barry is one of our favorite people. We've been paying attention to him a lot on the program over the years. We've had him on the show. And he's actually come up to visit New Hampshire before he spoke at a Liberty Forum. So here's the latest on his situation from RawStory.com. As you may know, his wife had her child, one of her children, taken away from her as a result of Barry going and doing his Cop-Busters thing, where he essentially sets up the police in order to prove how corrupt they are. He gives them opportunities.
He only does the sort of thing that the police do to normal people.
Yep. Right.
He does it in reverse, and they don't like it.
Yeah, so he runs a reverse sting on the cops, and he busts them and makes videos out of it, yep, and puts them online. He's only done it twice.
It's interesting that the cops have laws against doing stings on them, but there aren't laws against the cops doing stings on us.
Well, it's not a law. It's just that they targeted him for some stuff.
But don't they have something like entering false evidence or something like that?
Well, yeah, okay. He is facing prison for false reports to the police.
But what happens when police give false reports to
That's
individuals?
True. They are allowed to lie.
You won the lottery. Come on down. And then they lock you up for VOP.
That's
entering a false report.
Right. Well, there's also when the cops, for instance, pull you over and you've got a friend in the car, they separate you, and then they're allowed to lie to you. They're allowed to say, look, your buddy Johnson over here just gave you up. Now, why don't you tell me whose weed this is? You know, that kind of thing. They are absolutely allowed to lie. It's completely legal. So, according to Raw Story, one former drug cop's crusade of civil disobedience against America's drug war establishment has turned into a nightmare for his family, which now faces the very real threat of losing a father and husband for up to 6 months or more. Barry Cooper stood handcuffed in front of the state's Capitol building on Friday morning after he'd turned himself in on a warrant for allegedly making a false report to a police officer. Excuse me, they call it a peace officer here. One of the Permian Basin Narcotics Task Force's most successful agents, Cooper has refashioned himself as an anti-prohibition activist and filmmaker, or America's drug war insurgent, as area media declared. With the help of a benefactor who hoped to embarrass the Odessa Police Department, Cooper and a team of researchers, videographers, and lawyers staged a high media assault on the West Texas cops in late 2008 by setting up a fake marijuana grow house retrofitted with small pine trees and high heat light bulbs, then ensuring the delivery of an anonymous tip about the home to a local pastor. A trap was set. After the pastor went to officers with an anonymous letter, Cooper says he suspects police peeked into the home with infrared cameras, which is illegal without a search warrant. They would have seen the numerous hot bulbs and what appeared to be plants growing, along with the location of the home's heat vent, but could not have known for sure that it was marijuana. A local judge then signed a warrant based solely on the anonymous tip, a practice which has also been barred by the Supreme Court. Doesn't matter. It happens all the time.
Absolutely doesn't matter.
The cops can take an anonymous tip about you and essentially raid your home based on what somebody says, whether they use the FLIR cameras or not, the infrared cameras. So officers raided the home only to discover they were on camera, duped by one of their own. Cooper says that as a result of his stunt and legal research put in by his team, Yolanda Madden, an Odessa woman jailed in 2005 on possession of methamphetamine, was freed from federal prison. Federal Judge Rob Janelle ordered Madden's sentence vacated in December of 2009 because the prosecution had withheld evidence that might have negated a key piece of material evidence, according to the Odessa Americans. So that was the reason why Barry went and did that reverse sting in the first place, was because he heard that in Odessa there was a group of bad cops that was basically setting people up. And one of the people
happens all over the country. I mean, not in every community or anything like that, but I would say that there are probably bad cops in every community, but
absolutely.
You know, there are some bad, really bad departments out there.
So one of the, I guess one of the victims of that particular police department was Ms. Madden, and so he went out to catch the very cops that set that woman up, and he set them up, and he got them. And they didn't like that very much. Over a year and a half after his stunt, the Texas Rangers issued a warrant for the arrest of Barry Cooper, along with his wife Candy, accusing them of a Class B misdemeanor, making a false report to a peace officer. The Coopers contend that delivery of an anonymous letter to a religious leader in the community...
And then they took his kid over a misdemeanor.
Yeah. Over a marijuana possession, is what it was. They went into his home, and they found, like, a roach, and so that was apparently the reason they stole one of their kids. Not all of them, because Barry himself has a few kids, as I understand it, but... Anyway, Coopers contend that the delivery of the anonymous letter to a religious leader in the community isn't the same as making a false report to police, but authorities in Texas are determined to let that be decided by the courts.
Sure, it doesn't cost them anything. What are they risking?
The Coopers both have a separate charge of making a false report to a peace officer that's connected to another so-called cop-buster sting that he pulled in Williamson County last year, where he claims to have tricked an officer into believing a suspicious package contained drug money, which he says the officer kept. And you can see all the video of this.
He didn't just say it. He has video.
Yeah, over at his website, nevergetbusted.com. More about Barry, your calls as well about what you want. Coming up, this is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in Survival Bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by the SACL, brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you'll find that the features are free, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, one of whom is standing in the room with us right now. Hannah is here watching the show tonight. Shrine.freetalklive.com. You can go there, see our lady listeners that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Every contest involves rules, and every winner knows how to use the rules and use them to their advantage. Jurisdictionary.com explains to you how to use the rules of the judicial system, how to fill out the forms, get evidence, move the court, set hearings, do research, draft pleadings, etc. It's all there, and it has been it's in this award-winning and easy-to-use system. It's set up so the average eighth grader can grasp it in less than 24 hours, created by a doctor of jurisprudence who wants to protect you against help protect you against people from his profession. It's at jurisdictionary.com. I have used it, and it's a great program. Jurisdictionary.com.
So we're back with a story here, the latest on Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com, the heroic former cop, former narcotics agent who joined the side of good and has come out against, for a number of years now, has been out against the scourge of drug prohibition. He's been one of the most preeminent national figures that has been speaking out against the war on drugs. And as is typical with people who speak out against the war on drugs, as they did with Mark Emery from Canada, they are now going after Barry Cooper, and they're going after his family as well. Mark Emery, I don't believe, has any children, so they couldn't target his kids. They just targeted him directly. In this case, they're going after both Barry and his wife and their children, and it's just despicable what these people are doing to them. So we're sharing the latest on their story from rawstory.com, where they're talking about how Barry has been involved recently, not only in doing Never Get Busted, the videos that help people essentially escape detection with transporting marijuana and things like that, or growing it, which is very useful. But he's also doing Cop Busters. That's Cop Busters with a K, where you can go and watch a video of Barry essentially doing a reverse sting on the cops and not tricking them, but giving them the opportunity to be corrupt, and they take it. It's not hard to find cops to be corrupt.
It makes you wonder. This guy, he did this at significant personal expense to himself. I wonder why he made that bet that this particular group of police officers would be corrupt.
Because they are. And
I don't think it really matters the particular group.
Yeah, you put the bait out, you're going to get yourself a corrupt cop.
Right. The idea that they have these cameras that they can use and detect whether or not somebody's growing marijuana in their house, but they're not allowed to use them without a warrant, but they have access to them. I mean, come on.
One of the things in Cop Busters, because I've seen them, is leaving drugs and money in a bag, and the police are supposed to check evidence into the evidence locker when they find money or contraband in a particular spot, and of course the police take the money.
And it was one of the higher-ups, too. The cop that took the money was the captain.
Yeah, this wasn't a beat cop.
So that was the one that we're talking about right now. That was in Williamson County.
But it would happen anywhere, you know. It doesn't really matter where, you know.
Well, Barry lives in Texas, so he targets the Texas cops, and maybe he should have done it outside of Texas because now it's easy for them to get back at him. And so the police raided the family's home after Cooper confronted officers in Liberty Hill with what he says is video evidence of the theft. And again, you can see this video for yourself. NeverGetBusted.com. They've got a YouTube channel. It's all up there. Williamson County's charges were more tenuous than those stemming from Odessa. Central Texas police claim Cooper's voice could be heard in the background audio of a false report, which they felt was enough evidence to give them a search warrant on the family's home. Barry insisted they were looking for a large-scale marijuana grow operation, but instead found only a couple of smoked marijuana cigarette roaches. After that search, police additionally charged Barry and Candy with possessing a small amount of marijuana, then seized their files and electronic equipment. So they basically took all their computers.
Because their files and electronic equipment have something to do with a couple of marijuana roaches.
No, it's just that they get, you know, they're the cops, so they can take what they want, and then they don't have to give it back usually until after all the legal mumbo-jumbo is completed, which could be years down the road. So that can be pretty devastating to somebody's business.
Sure. If for one thing, always back up your computer and make sure you have some kind of backup system.
Yeah, but how many people back up off-site? I mean, how many people?
I know.
Anyway, shortly thereafter, Candy lost custody of her 8-year-old son to his estranged father, who claimed he didn't want the boy in an environment with illegal drugs potentially present. Of course, as Barry and Candy pointed out, this same estranged father has smoked pot with them a number of times. So it's, you know, a bunch of crap. The child custody battle was still ongoing. In a series of allegations police filed with Child Protective Services, Williamson County officers claimed that because the Coopers taught their children to mistrust government, that they were unsuitable parents.
Interesting. And, you know, I think that this is the direction it's moving. I mean, this is how in the Soviet Union they did it. People that were dissidents were considered insane.
So, will this happen more? I mean, you think this is going to spread, Mark, where the police will use your pro-freedom views? They will call them anti-government, of course, but use your pro-freedom views against you in order to snatch your kid away?
I would imagine that's what's the most valuable thing that people have?
What do
organized crime syndicates tend to use against people? Their family. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what else they're going to do.
It's kind of interesting that you might spend a lot of effort trying to tiptoe around the laws and avoid, sticking your head above water, but then they find out that you are a dissident, and they'll just use that as an excuse to take your kids. You didn't even have to do any civil disobedience or anything like that. But it might come to that at some point. A CPS investigation led by Travis County District Attorney, whoever, concluded that the children in the couple's care were safe and healthy, and that the Coopers appeared to be fit parents. Barry's arrest at the Capitol building on Friday ended a three-day standoff with the Texas Rangers, who arrested his wife earlier in the week outside their home in South Austin. They claimed a woman knocked on their front door, insisting she backed into their vehicle and needed to trade insurance information. When Candy opened the door, she was immediately arrested.
You know, this whole thing about arresting people for their basically what's their political views, it reminds me so much of the sort of when the state goes into the religious organizations and tries to tell them how to live their lives and by their views. It just strikes me as very similar. It's like there's a specific culture, and you've got to follow along with that culture no matter what. You know, where they're... It's like, how restricted is it going to be? It's like, where is that line going to be drawn of what's acceptable for people to believe and not believe according to the state?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how much are they going to control? Because they've already gone in and they control people's religious views and what you can say and do in a particular religious group. So now they're going to say you can't be pro-freedom and you can't distrust government, which, hey, those kind of go hand in hand. And it's how much further is that, are they going to expand that sort of philosophy?
I don't want to find out. How about we get as many people to New Hampshire as possible so we can make a stand for liberty as soon as possible? And I hope Barry and Candy...
I don't feel like this would have necessarily happened in New Hampshire.
No,
maybe I'm
really
wrong.
Don't. I don't think it would either. Because then they'd be up against hordes of activists who would be... I mean, comparatively hordes compared to what's maybe going on down in Texas. But for all I know, he's got a bunch of people behind him. He was at, by the way, he was released out of jail at 10:30. Barry related his experience in the booking facility, which he said was full with maybe 30 or so people. Now, how many of the 30 or so people in the booking area of the jail were there for nonviolent, peaceful drug offenses?
I would suspect the vast majority of them.
We'll find out in moments. 800-259-9231. I can tell you, the short time I spent in jail for a weekend, I was in with people who didn't deserve to be there. The whole cell was full of people that never should have been there in the first place. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll free. You can bring up whatever you want on this day after Independence Day. 800-259-9231. Which, by the way, Free Talk Live was live on Independence Day, our Sunday show. The folks that were doing that were here, which is, by the way, if you haven't heard it yet, it's internet only. So you can only hear it at freetalklive.com on Sundays, same time as we're normally on, 7 to 10 Eastern. So make sure you don't miss that. Actually, it's not really internet only anymore. The Free Talk Live Sunday show is now available across North America. And we haven't made this announcement publicly yet on the air, so I guess tonight's a good time as any to do it, and we'll tell you more about that in a moment here.
Do you want to hear the real history of the first Declaration of Independence? Did you know that there were two? The original Declaration of Independence was signed 4 years before the one that is so celebrated on July 4th, and it was by a group of Appalachia Hill folk declared themselves independent and sovereign from the British years before the rest of the nation. You can go find about this report. I went and watched it this weekend. It is awesome, and Taryn does great stuff over there at lclreport.com. That's lclreport.com.
So you can actually hear Free Talk Live now nationwide across North America, Canada, Mexico included, I believe, on KUVAN satellite. So we're finally up there. It's something I've been wanting to do for a long time, and finally had the available funds to make it happen. So I went ahead and did it. Rather than try to raise a bunch of money in advance for it, I just took, you know, some personal funds, basically, and put it out there. So Free Talk Live is now available live when we're on, 7 to 10 Eastern, across North America. You can get the details on how to listen at sat.lrn.fm. That's sat.lrn.fm. And basically the way it works is it's called free-to-air. So it's free satellite, essentially. You don't have to pay a monthly subscription fee. You just buy the equipment, you install the equipment, and you're good to go. For the life of the equipment, you are good to go.
Now, what is a package of equipment, a general package, your average package or whatnot, what does that run for?
You can get them as cheap as $200, and that includes the dish and the receiver.
Mm-hmm.
So even less than that. I was looking last night. Some of them are as low as, $179, something like that.
How does the quality range?
Well, you saw some of it last night. We have a dish hooked up here at the studio now, and we actually don't even have it really tuned in as well as possible.
I just mean based on price. In other words, like, how some equipment you get what you pay for. Like microphones, for example.
Yeah, I couldn't really tell you about that. I mean, I don't know. All of it's pretty affordable because there's a decent amount of competition in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So... it's hard to say. I mean, there are different levels of quality that you can get. You can get one that's like HD compatible,
right?
Or you can just get kind of the basic level receiver. But yeah, I mean, it's free. So I mean, the video that you there's more than just Free Talk Live there. There's all kinds of audio channels and video channels. We were watching like some sort of Chinese channel. There's a lot of foreign language channels and stuff like that up there. So anyway, get all the details at sat.lrn.fm. As we continue talking about Barry Cooper, our buddy from NeverGetBusted.com, who has been busted. Because he stuck his neck out, because he did what was right, because he stood up against the insanity of the war on drugs, created NeverGetBusted.com, the videos there, and Cop Busters. He put his neck on the line, and they went after him. And he turned himself in. There was a warrant out for his arrest for allegedly making a false statement to the police. And as Mark pointed out, the cops can make false statements to you any old time they want to, and it's completely legal. Anyway, he turned himself in outside the Capitol building. Apparently, it had been shut down due to a threat of bombs going off at 9 a.m. Cooper told reporters he'd written the words jury nullification across his forehead to promote the mostly forgotten right of citizen juries to vote not guilty if they find the law or its application to be morally repugnant. And fully informed jury association activism is one of the best forms of activism, I think, that that people can do. It's easy to do. It doesn't require a lot of time investment. And it can make a difference. It can actually save people from going to a prison cell who otherwise would have gone to one and shouldn't have. People that are nonviolent drug offenders. And we'll talk about how many people are really in the system that are nonviolent and don't belong there in a moment. But pretty creative on Barry's part to write jury nullification across his forehead while giving a press conference. And
that guy is nothing if not creative.
He is, absolutely. Wearing a white shirt, sporting dreadlocks and tattoos, he spoke for several minutes about the detriment of the war on drugs and the horrors of prison life, and then had his attorney inform officers of his warrant. He was taken away in the front seat of a patrol car moments later. Cooper's attorney denied any involvement with the bomb threat on the Capitol, which had already attracted area television media to the scene.
What?
They were filming at the exact moment of Cooper's arrival, causing a sudden flurry of activity on an otherwise locked-down Capitol lawn. Police later cleared Cooper of any relation to the threat after identifying the exact phone that placed the call and spotting a man on security cameras who looked nothing like Barry. Cooper told reporters gathered on the scene that he'd scrawled the words constitutional obedience across his white T-shirt because the phrase means civil disobedience to him. He says, "I'm sorry and sad that humans still treat people like this," Cooper said as he sat in a patrol car. "It doesn't make any sense." Released around 10:30 at night, Barry related his experience in the booking facility, which was full with maybe 30 or so people. He said, "I'm telling you, at least 25 of those people were there for nonviolent drug crimes like pot, ecstasy, prescription abuse, cocaine. There were four or five that had burglary, assault, armed robbery, and that sort of thing." Now, if you actually talk further to the people that have burglary, assault, and armed robbery, those people, you'll end up finding out that most of those folks, especially the ones doing armed robbery and burglary, were actually doing it because they needed money for drugs.
Wanted money for drugs. I mean, I don't need as...
They wanted money for them, it felt like a need.
Right.
At the time. And so that's what you'll find out, is you talk to cops, and if they're honest with you, and if they're investigating some sort of a theft, a break-and-enter, if they find the guy who did it, ask them later on. Say, what was he looking for that money for? What did he need to... Why would he break and enter into that jewelry store? Was he going to get something for his girlfriend? No, no. He wanted to get something to take to the pawn shop so he could, or take to his dealer or whatever, so he could get some money to buy another hit of crack cocaine or heroin or something like that. Time after time. So really, when you really want to run the numbers, of those 30 people, it's probably like 29 of them that really, in the absence of the war on drugs, would not have been there.
Yeah, I mean, if you can, if you take drugs out of this scenario, the people that are, you know, doing drugs to, or doing crimes to get drugs, the drugs themselves are the crime. You take, you essentially would cut down the incredible cost, the multi-billion-dollar cost of our judicial system, and America could get back on track with its economy. It has this huge load that is dragging along behind it for no good reason at all, because some people have this better than thou, idea about drugs. I mean, let's talk about alcohol for a second. It's, I mean, what that does to America is terrible. But you can't even compare marijuana to alcohol. And really, the war on drugs is a war on marijuana.
Yeah, and Barry will tell you about it. I mean, we've had him on the show in the past. He's a former cop, and the cops, a lot of them, they like to drink. And Barry, at one point, was one of those drinking cops, and it made his life, you know, it was not a good thing for his life. And he'll tell you that he's much calmer and better person because he uses marijuana now instead of using alcohol.
The other thing is, he kicked the adrenaline junkie addiction as well.
Of being a cop and busting people.
Right, and just ever, putting yourself in ever riskier situations in order to get that adrenaline high.
Now, some people say that it's not worthwhile to go to jail, that it's just not worthwhile, that you could be doing more on the outside. And that may be true. It may be true that Barry Cooper could do more on the outside. However, he didn't choose to go to jail
in this circumstance.
They came after him. And he may be facing, possibly up to a year. This Class B misdemeanor, I'm pretty sure that means up to a year in jail. So he may be facing more time in jail, but essentially what happened to him, in jail, he said once he was in there, a number of the officers revealed themselves to be big fans of his activism. One, said Barry, stood up and shook his hand, claimed to be a big Ron Paul supporter and totally in support of Cooper's anti-prohibitionist cause. While others allegedly said they believed his cause to be wrong, still more spoke up in favor, and something of a civil debate among the Travis County jailers ensued.
I'd like to point out that this happened all the time. And when I was in prison, officers would say they support. I had officers say that I think they should hand out a quarter bag to every inmate every week.
Mm.
Imagine, you wouldn't have the problems in prison that you would. Imagine,
you'd have people going into prison so they could get a quarter bag every week.
I don't know. It isn't that great. Come on. Well, the whole idea that people like to stay in prison, I think, is pretty fallacious.
I don't know. If it's cold out in New Hampshire, you get a quarter bag of weed and some heat.
Try to imagine if they handed out a case of beer to every inmate every week.
You would have a nightmare.
It would be a nightmare.
Oh.
There's more coming up here. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So if you are behind bars, you can make a difference. And especially if people are paying attention, they're writing you letters, and we'll talk more. You can bring up what you want. Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
Here's a question.
If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We are inviting you to take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go, and the features there are free. Now, the features, one of the major features of the site actually allows you to influence the stuff we'll talk about on these very airways. So you go, log in, it's free, then you submit whatever it is you want from around the internet, whether it be a blog post or a video or audio file or maybe a news item. Then it goes into our system. Other listeners will see it at that point in the upcoming stories queue. They will then decide whether they like or dislike. They will vote on what they like or dislike. And then the most voted up, we'll make it to the front page in the top of our website, which is where I found this story about Barry Cooper that we've been talking about throughout the hour here tonight. Our friend Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com has been busted, but it's not because of a pot or anything like that.
It doesn't have anything to do with not having followed his own advice.
It's because he is the man behind NeverGetBusted.com, because he has been doing reverse stings against the police called Cop Busters, where he sets the cops up and gives them the opportunity to show how corrupt they are. And they do. It's not hard to find that. Not hard to find corrupt cops. So he found them. He outed them. And they don't like that very much. So they targeted him and his family. His wife was arrested last week. He knew that there was a warrant out for his arrest. So he turned himself in. And he was arrested, taken to jail, processed, kept there for a day, basically. And they let him go at 10:30 at night, where he then reported back on his jail experiences, finding out that in the holding of the booking facility in which he was being held, about 30 people there, he said at least 25 were there just for drug possession alone. And then on top of that, there were a handful of people that were there for burglary, assault, and robbery, that sort of thing. And, of course, I point out that most of those people in for assault and burglary and things like that are in there because they were doing those crimes in the process of seeking money to purchase illegal drugs. So if there weren't drug prohibition in the first place, if those drugs weren't prohibited, they'd be set at a price that would be affordable, as a bottle of aspirin, say, is pretty affordable, or a 12-pack of beer or something like that. And so the people that are using these drugs, that are addicted to them, that are willing to do horrible things to people in order to get more drugs, wouldn't have to do those horrible things. They could just go and work at McDonald's, and they could afford their heroin habit. It's really just a tragedy. The war on drugs is such a tragedy.
And you've got to think about, in this economy, what you know, what are we doing spending these billions, and really that's billions of dollars, incarcerating people, arresting people, all the extra cops that you need in order to enforce these drug crimes? I mean, what was it? What did we say, 25 out of the 30?
He said, yeah, about 25 out of 30.
25 out of 30
for drug crimes.
For drug crimes. And then let's say three or four of those five that are remaining are there for drug-related crimes. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're probably talking about this police department could be cut by 80%. If it was just out there looking for people that are committing arson, robbery, rape, things like that, that had nothing to do, you know, the kind of crimes that had nothing to do with drugs, because drugs would be legal and people would be able to get them on their own. People ask themselves, well, what kind of message would we send to our children? How about this message? That it's not okay to legislate your morality on other people. That different people want to live their lives differently. And it's not okay for you to set up a violent organization to go after them. Yeah, maybe their life isn't as efficient as you'd like it to be. Maybe they don't get as much done as you would like to see people get done. Maybe they treat their family in a manner that you would not find acceptable because of these drugs. I don't know. But it's their family's decision, in a lot of cases, at least the mother's decision, to stay there rather than to go on and find a different life. And I would say that the argument is a lot bigger for alcohol than it is for even heroin or cocaine or anything like that. Because
you want to talk about destroyed lives.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a dangerous family environment. Talk about alcohol and alcoholic parents. Well, anyway, here's a little bit more from Barry. As he said, he found that there was some support on the inside amongst the jailers themselves. And as I have found up here in New Hampshire, and having met a couple of the jailers at this point, there are some friendly folks on the inside. In fact, even the guy that runs the jail here in Cheshire County is a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. So,
really?
Yeah. Yeah, he's one of the speaking members of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
It's not that way in your county in Connecticut?
No, I'm sorry.
I just assumed it was that way everywhere.
Yeah, it's pretty rare that you find a warden, a superintendent of a jail, who's a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. So, you know, he's still doing something that's wrong. He's still incarcerating people that don't deserve to be, but at least he speaks out against what he's doing.
What else can you do in that circumstance? I mean, one would hope that he...
Well, if you were to turn people loose, then they'd file charges against him.
Right, he'd be out of there in a week.
Yeah. So as Barry points out, he was talking to the cops, and of course he had jury nullification written across his forehead that whole time. So according to his story, a lot of people were in support. He said that Barry said he was also asked about jury nullification more than once by both officers and prisoners. So
he had it written on his forehead. I'm not surprised.
So he was in there spreading the word about freedom on the inside of the jail.
Did he have a website on the forehead?
No, but it's pretty easy to remember, fija.org. That's where you can go to learn more about the Fully Informed Jury Association and jury nullification. He said, I mostly just tried to talk to the cops and prisoners and to expand the way they think about American rights and freedoms. Everyone was very depressed. Jail's a very depressing place, and we've got to stop arresting so many nonviolent citizens and taking away their freedom. Barry faces a maximum of 6 months in prison if convicted on the charge from Odessa, and a Williamson County court date is scheduled for next week, which could also result in a similar amount of time behind bars. So that's the latest on our buddy Barry Cooper and his lovely wife, Candy, who are now both facing criminal charges, charges of lying, basically creating a false police report, essentially. And then there's also the marijuana charge they're facing from a different county. So would he have been better off up in New Hampshire? I don't know. Hindsight's 20/20.
Well, I mean, it's easy to say.
Yeah, it's easy.
I wish he would have moved up, and I think he would have been better off, but he didn't. And that's, you know, how what's happening to him in Texas is a terrible thing.
Yeah.
This is how it is for activists. Essentially, this is what they set themselves up for.
Right. When you're going to put your word out that you oppose the status quo, there's a good chance they're going to come after you. And it doesn't always take the same form as it's taken for Barry Cooper. Sometimes, for instance, if you're a politically active person, as Barry was, by the way, it's not all about civil disobedience for him. He was working within the system. He was running for attorney general there in Texas. But maybe you're just working completely within the system. You're not really even challenging the police or anything like that. You're just a liberty-minded person running for office. Well, you'll find out that even that is not safe. That if, for instance, I remember, I think it was Sue Jeffers in Minnesota when she was running for governor of that state. She is, as a libertarian, she was targeted because she's a business owner. So all of a sudden, the fire department inspector shows up at her business and or the health inspector.
Oh, looky here. We got a little problem, Ms. Jeffers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Just like that.
And so it's just what you have to realize is going to happen. You've got to be prepared for the absolute worst. They're going to try to tarnish your name. They're going to try to ruin your business because you're trying to ruin their game. You're trying to ruin the party. You're coming in with liberty-oriented ideas, trying to break people out of their slumber of statism, this belief that government is necessary and good. And that's a very threatening thing. No wonder the people, there are some people here in Keene, New Hampshire that are so upset about the liberty activists being here. They're throwing a huge hissy fit on the local newspaper's comments section, acting like, nobody wants you here. Get out. We don't want you here. Get away. Well, we're not going anywhere.
Right. I live here. I'm at home.
There's more people coming here. So it's going the opposite direction from what you want to happen. More people are coming here, and they're going to get active. And that really ticks these people off.
Oh, no, we're losing control.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. No, they haven't lost control yet.
No, not
but
yet.
But they can see it. They can see it coming. They feel it, you know, in the winds, if you will. It's only a matter of time, especially because our message is a persuasive one. The ideas of liberty are positive. They are based in love and humanity and you know, interaction on a voluntary basis.
Logic.
It makes sense. Not only is it logical, but it's also emotionally right. I mean, it's morally right. So it's a very persuasive position to be coming from. And at some level, they must know that, right? Because the people that are in support of the state, a lot of them aren't dummies. A lot of them are pretty smart, pretty well-educated people. It's just that they believe that the state is good and that they can make it work to mold society and sculpt it in the way that that they want.
Right. This is the way it has to be. I mean, for God's sakes, if we didn't have these welfare programs, then old people would be starving and poor people would be starving in the streets or whatever. They'll say, well, you know, just look at the way old people and poor people were treated back in the turn of the 19th century under laissez-faire, back when everybody crapped in a hole in the ground in an outhouse. I mean, you know, as if you can compare a century ago with today.
Mm-hmm.
What about carpetbaggers?
Right.
What about carpetbaggers?
That's just one of those things that they always claim. You know, they make these claims that, you can't have laissez-faire capitalism because otherwise people will take advantage of everyone.
Right. Kind of like how we're being taken advantage of by the state. So, yeah, it's just a matter of time. And the more of us, those of us who believe in freedom, can get together in the same general vicinity, as far as I'm concerned, the better. You've got more people to support you and to help you if you get into a situation like the Coopers are in right now. In our case, our buddy Brad Jardis, another former cop who has heroically turned to the side of good. He was being threatened with termination for stepping out against the war on drugs. And the activists came and supported him at his termination hearing, and he credits the activists with saving his job. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.